Man, do you know it is about to be football season? It's quite
Already
something.
regretting it.
There's something actually on
No,
TV.
you not. You don't like my cooking shows.
Man, child, it's all right. New cooking shows come all year round, but it is my time
I love them.
from late August to middle of February.
Really, it's never.
Yes, it is. It's my time. We back in football season. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
and Ms. Parker. I'm glad you're here with me today
Thank you.
because we're going to get it right down to the nitty gritty. And we sitting up here now, and as we're going to start talking today about competitor versus comparator. I had to make sure I said it right. For those in the background, I said competitor versus comparator. So, Ms. Parker, can you hip the people on the difference?
just my perception, personal opinion here, right? A competitor is somebody you feel like you're competing with, right? Or competing against, right? At any given moment, on a good day or bad day, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you feel like they in your lane, right? They trying to do like a lot of stuff. There's always like riding too close, you know, to your lane. But a comparator is to me almost like a positive spin. It's an individual, a company, an entity, anything like that that you feel like you're very similar to, right? So even with saying, oh, I'm, you know, they're similar to me, you're looking at it in a positive aspect because you're possibly looking at using that individual, right, as a blueprint, or maybe kind of mimicking what they do, how they move, anything like that. But you view them as somebody that is doing something similar to what you're doing. So it's almost like an aspiration too, right?
Yeah. It's almost like sometimes when you're looking like you're in competition with somebody, it's almost a negative spin
It
to
is.
it.
Yeah.
And so when you look at somebody as a comparator,
You have to have that view though.
yeah, you're looking for like-mindedness or likeness or a positive vibe in into that.
But it's still very much similar to what you do. It's you feel like this is somebody that is doing or has done or has accomplished something that I too am trying to do, right? So it's like I can learn because this is something that can be reproduced, right? But competitor is we in the same lane right now. You stealing my thunder, you riding my wave, you getting in the way, you have more access, you have better resources at your fingertip, you have more than me, or you've gotten further than me.
Yeah, and we look, and we it's almost kind of like the vibe we talked about. Is the business thriving, surviving, or dying? For the people that have a thriving business, they're really not looking for a competitor. They're looking for a comparator.
Because it's time to elevate
Exactly. You're looking for, okay,
that upgrade.
I see they doing this and that, and I like how they're getting there.
Right.
So now you're trying to figure out how can I, in the words of the 1980s commercial, how can I be like Mike?
Because you don't, in essence, for them, you don't feel like they're in your way, right? It's very positive. And it's kind of hard to put that difference out there, like competitor versus comparator. Like it's really hard if you really wanted to just left, right it, right twix, left twix, twix it. Black or white, it's negative versus positive.
Yeah, and it also goes back to how we talked about my six ain't your nine.
Right.
You gotta look at it like that. And this is a very in-depth subject because a lot of time, what they say, competition is the thief of joy. So for those who have a business that ain't thriving, let's say your business is surviving, you're looking at a competitor, that somebody who's stealing from you, or they're taking away your shine.
Or honestly, if you're in that mindset or that frame of mind, at that point, anybody is a competitor to you because everybody's doing better than you.
Exactly. And then for a person whose business is dying, you just like, shit, I'm shit out of luck. I just failed at this.
You need the comparator because you need that light at the end of the tunnel. You need that 2 o'clock caffeine jolt. You need that. You need that sense of, you need that sense of, this too can happen. It can happen for somebody else. It can happen for me.
Yeah. It's almost to the point sometimes, but they say you got to find the joy in the sadness.
Right.
Sometimes when people get to the point, they keep trying to compare themselves with others.
Sometimes you need to just stop.
Yeah. I think one of the old adages is my greatest competition is in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, I think for us, especially like this, to go for like watch for the hook side, our biggest competition is year by year.
Right. It's our trend. You know, that's, now you're talking my language.
Yeah, we looking at Watch for the Hook in 2024 compared to 2023,
2019,
2020,
right.
2021,
right.
2022. So that's our competition.
Right.
We don't look at it. But as far as a comparator, we go look at other small black-owned apparel businesses. We like, okay. What can we see what they're doing? And we're like, oh, okay, well, you see they doing these types of videos, or they got this type of merch, and you're like, so how does that align with us?
So it's a couple of things. I want to stick a pin right there.
Gotcha.
It's a couple of things with that. When you're deciding, right, what similarities you are going to look at, that will determine who your comparator is, right? And for some of us, we have foggy glasses on.
We've been drinking all day.
Been day drinking. When we try to decide who we actually are similar to, right? It needs to be very right now, real time, very actual. Not necessarily where you plan to be in 10 years, because they're not there yet. And it's ways to move. But also, when looking at a comparator, you have to make sure that it's individuals or whatever you're looking at as the comparator, that it should be similar to what you're doing. You have to make sure you're not feeling threatened.
Envious.
Right. Right.
Why is it happening to them and not happening
and
to
I've
us?
And I've seen a lot of that.
Oh, man. Envy is the thief of joy. It's another thief.
I've seen it written. I've heard it to my eardrum.
Written down.
On,
labeled.
on various platforms. In SMS. You know, like, it's like, wait, what? So you got to make sure you understand there's a fine line between threat, you know, you feel threatened by them, you're actually similar to them, or you're just being freaking unrealistic.
I mean,
but sometimes that then goes to competition. But then if you're looking at a comparator with foggy glasses, are you then looking at certain individuals or entities as competition through that same foggy lens when y'all in the same building, but you're not in the same room?
Let me tell you like this. If you're a small business, which means you got from 1 to 500
right.
employees.
499 in between.
You're not in competition with a company that's got 10,000 employees.
You're not.
Let's just keep it a book. What you are is a comparator to all the other small businesses.
That check those boxes.
That check those boxes that are in your realm.
Yeah. They do similar things to you. However, comma. They're doing it on a scale of tenfold.
So explain what tenfold means.
If you doing one digital print, I'm just making up something, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you producing or doing one digital print a month, tenfold of one is what a month, Mike?
10.
Exactly.
So if you doing one and they doing 10, y'all ain't in the same boat.
But they're a comparator because y'all are all doing very, very basically the same things. They're just doing it at a higher level, but it's not an unattainable level to you. You just gotta get there.
Yes, you got what they say. If you shoot for the moon and you miss, you'll be amongst the stars.
Right.
That's what she's comparing it to. You looking at the moon and you say, I'm gonna take my shot. And you say, damn, I missed the moon.
Right.
And for those who even thought about shooting a shot or say, damn, I missed the moon, the thought of them kill them this time, but they still alive is always still available at www.watch4thehook.com. Come by and get that Dreamer's tea.
It's so pretty.
Hey, yo, that teal ice is a
It
smooth
is.
operator.
It is. It is. It really is.
Very smooth color. But like I said, but back to like the folks that were shooting that shot, you got to understand also, when you are looking and comparing yourself, your business, others, you just got to have this removing the ego
Yeah.
from yourself as well. Like, yeah, I let me tell you, I know Watch for the Hooks. I got some of the best products out there in the world, quality wise, design wise. I know it's one of one. The crazy thing is, one of one ain't the best seller. You know what's the best seller? 100 of 100. But guess what? The answer is still one.
Right.
The difference is when you can produce more, throw more out there, you're going to be better off. So that's how those companies who you think are your competitor,
Right.
who can throw out 100 designs a season compared to your two, is not your comparator.
No.
That's not, you're not in that lane. You're just not there.
And you know what? It's crazy you said it like that because you literally like summed it up. Because one, okay, you know I love my cooking shows, right?
Uh-huh.
Anything. I don't care if
Because my baby can throw down in that kitchen.
is it I don't care if it's baking, pasta, I don't care any type of cooking show. So just using a food truck as an example. A food truck compared a new food truck compared to a food truck that's been in longer existence that might be in the realm of competition, right? Y'all are now in the same area or, you know, no. Yeah. A food truck trying to have a brick and mortar as a comparator, that's not similar. You see what I'm saying? Does that make
No,
sense?
it's not.
That's not a
Yeah.
food truck to a food truck is competition.
Yeah.
A food truck to a brick and mortar that's been around, you know, and they've got Michelin stars, that's not a comparator.
And I mean, let's just say a food truck don't seat nobody.
No.
A restaurant can seat between 60 to 120,
And have a
meaning
full staff,
have a full
right?
staff.
A huge menu.
Yeah. So I mean,
It's different.
even though y'all prepare food, y'all not in the same
You're
lane.
that's not your comparator. So I just think personal opinion here, and I think I've been on personal opinion a
Well, I
lot.
mean, you know, person. I mean, that's how this
Have
works.
lots of opinions, okay? I think sometimes we as a people, meaning anybody in business or anybody at all, sometimes try to decipher these things through a foggy lens. Sometimes they don't even realize that your competitor is not your comparator, or that your comparator is not your competitor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's like a lot of people use foggy lens, and I've seen that, and it's so skewed. And I just kind of be like, why don't you just be realistic?
I mean, there are businesses around us on just like in areas I know of, print shops and people that have been small businesses that have been doing this for 30 years.
About as long as I've been alive.
Exactly. You know, you ain't but 28. But you know, I wouldn't dare try to compare us to them. But what I could compare is how to achieve the quality of work they do, not how long they've been doing it. See,
Yes.
that's a comparison that we tap in because we've learned. Remember, like 7 or 8 big global manufacturers of t-shirts
Right.
and apparel. I mean, people get it twisted. People look at private labels and think these people are manufacturers. They're not.
No.
They're just private label companies who pay manufacturers to produce their product at a larger scale.
Yeah.
That's where
that's things we've learned.
That's where the comparison now ends.
Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you why the comparison ends, right?
Hit them with it.
Because you can't compete.
Which means you're not competition.
You can't compete if you can't compare.
If a manufacturer is producing 10,000 garments for one and 20 for you, y'all ain't competition.
You can't compete.
When you can't compare.
Right. That ain't your comparator.
That's not your comparator.
That ain't even your competition.
Exactly.
That's out your range.
We back to the little engine that could.
1 to 500. That $4.99 difference. Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, we talking about those big engines that eat little engines up.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people don't even realize.
But it takes a different level of sanity to even get to that level of realism. Like, that's like the biggest ego check.
Yeah, because you can, and this is all still all sincerity. Cotton is still cotton.
Ain't it?
Silk is still silk. Polyester still polyester. Synthetic blend is still synthetic blend. Issue is, who can produce more of it at a singular time in space?
Yeah.
Those who keep the needle moving, manufacturer-wise, they get the best bang for their buck. They will tell you. They're like, hey, man, you know, our minimum quantity is 100.
Right.
Because they like, we ain't wasting our time if you're talking less than 100.
MOQ. What's your MOQ?
Yeah, minimum order of quantity. So now you got to go find somebody. If you can't afford to do 100, you got to go find somebody who can say.
Because you know you can't offload 100 quick enough.
No. If you order 100 and it take you 2 years to offload it, that's not cool.
You don't need that.
You don't need 100. You need 20.
I mean, that's true. Cause.
I mean, we keeping it in the book.
If you want to offload it quickly, you looking at that's those variables that come into place. And I feel like we've now traipsed into the jungle over there. We supposed to be sticking up, but no, you kind of go into competition and really understanding how you define what your competition is.
Yeah, because your competition isn't somebody who has lapped you 5 times.
Oh, you better say it.
We just got to watching the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Noah Lyles' competition. My fat ass ain't running the 100 meters.
He ain't even your comparator.
Hell no.
You're the spectator.
Fuck yes. I'm in the stands talking shit. We not the same.
You're average.
Fuck yeah. Alcoholic at best. We are not the same. Yes, that is damn sure true. As much as fast as Noah Lyles is, I'm not his fucking competition.
No.
The 8 motherfuckers that was out there. My fat ass was not. My fat ass ain't comparison. I'm not a comparator.
You know you can't compete, huh?
No.
So you know you can't compare.
Exactly. And some people I'm telling you, some business owners think they in a league that they don't belong in.
But then, I'm going to stop. No, because I was about to go way, it was going to be rogue and it was going to be offensive. So.
But even like just for us, we're an online business, right?
E-commerce,
mm-hmm. Online. It means you sell online. It would be hard to even be a comparator to somebody who has 7 brick and mortar stores and they also sell online with a wholesale distribution center.
They're not your comparator, and they are not your competitor.
Exactly, because we ain't them.
We ain't even the same parking lot at that point.
That's mm-hmm. where we're talking about as a business and as a business owner. Sometimes ego will have you tripping. You will be out here thinking you is what you ain't.
Yeah. We ain't.
You ain't. Listen, you ain't that.
You know.
I'm not running that 100 meter 9.8 or 10 under.
Mm-mm.
My ass running about 17.
You jogging. Slow. You fast walking.
I'm about a 14. Hold on, Claire.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm laughing.
But we right. But you know, but you got to hit it like that sometimes. Sometimes you just got to understand that when you are looking to be a competitor, you don't need to also try to figure out if they are my comparator.
Those two totally different views.
Two totally different things. And by the time you start looking, you probably 0 for 2.
Because you've been looking through funky lenses. I love it.
I mean, some people are trying to be 2-0 and 1-1. I mean, a lot of people are 0-2. And let's just keep it a buck. When we first started out just in the apparel business, we didn't even talk about podcasts. That may be a whole nother subject later on. Apparel business-wise, we looked and looked for comparatorisms.
Yeah, yeah.
With other online, small, black apparel businesses.
Yeah.
Some of those are still in business. Be happy
some
for
Some are not.
And
right.
Some are not.
Yeah.
And we also know what some of those others did when they started the business. They went all in.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
When I say go all in, like they quit their jobs. That was them 100%. Me and Ms. Parker would never sold just that right there. They're like, oh, well, maybe y'all business is a hobby. No, it's not a hobby.
No.
It's still our business. We promote it. We run it every day, 365. The main thing we understood was unless it supplements 100% of what we do,
yeah,
we can't 100% get out of what we're doing.
Because I have to 200% take care of 2 miles. Little mouth. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to look at it like that.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing about you looking in a competition with folks and you look at your computer, what they doing? You might not know what they really doing behind the scenes.
Exactly. Or what they not doing. Or what they tell you they doing, but they really just facading. That's a whole nother topic.
Because you got to remember, social media, 9 times out of 10 is a highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the real real.
Mm-mm. And occasionally you will find people that will air their dirty laundry. And then I'm like, that really ain't the place.
Ain't the place for it.
Yeah.
Ms. Parker, yes. I appreciate you for getting in and hitting them up with the competitor versus a comparator.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we hope this has enlightened you all in certain ways to, you know, give y'all a different vocale and a different spin on the language of being a business owner. Or even looking to be a business owner. But if you're thinking about being a business owner, you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Click that podcast money merch tab. It's not just about podcasting. It's also about if you think you're looking to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You get a free 30 minutes out of me and Ms. Parker to see if that's what you really want to do.
Right, right, right.
Because we tell people all the time, you didn't ask for these problems. No, you did ask for these problems.
We
on this podcast because we ask
We ask
for these problems we got.
Mm-hmm.
Catch y'all next time.